All right, Jabosai, good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up actually, we're going to skip a little bit to page Shin Chaf Hei. Shin Chaf Hei. Section is Lahaschil Lalechas, to begin to walk. It's actually a very profound piece. So the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Maisa, Shehalchu Kama Chaveim L'tiyu. See, he gives over here a Maisa, really a mashal. A bunch of friends went out together for a tiyu, a little bit of a trip. What happened? B'derech ilucham, ro adam omeid al im haderech. As they were traveling, they saw a man who was standing at the crossroads. Im haderech means the crossroads. La'achar kamayam kishachazun, ro shu adayin omeid ba'osamakom. After a couple of days of their return trip, so they saw he was still standing in the same exact place. The man hadn't moved at all. Sholuo, so they asked him, Madua ato omeid kan, tell me, Abid, what are you doing here? Why are you still standing here? So Amar, he said, Ani rotza lahagia l'Yerushalayim. So the man said, I'm trying, I want to go to Yerushalayim. Shalu, so they asked him, Kama yamim ato omeid kach? So they asked him, okay, you want to go to Yerushalayim? Tell me, how many days have you been here already? Like, how many days have you been standing here at the intersection? He says, Kvar Shavua, I've been standing here for a week already. Anavahem. Amrulo, You're standing here for a week, waiting to get to Yerushalayim. Had you just started to walk, even if you were crawling on all fours, had you just started moving, even if you were crawling, you would have already made it to Yerushalayim by now. So what's the nimshal? Hanimshal hu. This is actually very profound. Adam sherotze latakin es atzmo v'lachzor b'tshuva. Person who wants to go ahead and refine himself. Person who wants to do tshuva. Hu amnam rotze lishtanos. Ultimately, he wants to change. Avalu choshev sheze yikra levad. We will say sometimes in the process of change, so we put ourselves in the intersection of change. We place ourselves in the intersection of change. There's only one problem, which is we assume that change will happen to us. We sit there waiting for change to occur. So sometimes the boss would like the guy waiting in the intersection. Where is he going? I know exactly where I want to go. But I want to go to Yerushalayim. I want to go. And he sits there waiting to somehow get to Yerushalayim. Without engaging in any type of decisive action to advance his decision, to advance his desires. He says, so again, I will say, the very powerful nimshal. The nimshal being that sometimes being at the crossroads of change is wonderful, but a person also has to begin to take active steps towards change. To be on the, now again, remember, to get to the intersection, that's an accomplishment as well. But at the end of the day, people spend their lives waiting by the intersection for things to occur. The yisod of life is that if you want something for yourself in life, you have to find the courage to advance yourself forward. Yadu'a ha-pitgam ha-amami. So everyone is familiar with the famous adage, Gam derech shal elef kilometer maschila b'tsa'ad echad. The famous adage, right? The journey of 1,000 miles of the past, the path of 1,000 miles begins with one step. All right, so this is kilometers, isn't it? It's a little bit different. Right? So the idea is that the journey of 1,000 kilometers begins with one step. Afa pi shaderech lepam maruka. Even though I know that the journey ahead is very long, Tzarich al koponim lahaschil alechas ba b'shvil lahagil imchos chavtso. But say, herein lies the most incredible, sometimes challenge of life, which is that in order to advance myself, I have to take a step. Sirbo said, so many of us know what we have to do. We know what I should say differently. I know what I want to do, which is also what I have to do. I know what I have to accomplish. The difference is, I'm waiting for everyone else to do stuff, right? You have this part, you have this part, you have this part, and I'm waiting for the weather to be perfect, and I'm waiting for the planets to be in alignment, and I'm waiting for everything to occur before I take the steps that I have to take. So I stand there at the intersection, waiting to get, I know I want to get to my personal Yerushalayim, but I need everyone else to do these other pieces in order for me to move forward. And I will say, what happens when you wait for other pieces or you wait for other circumstances before advancing towards your own Yerushalayim? What happens? Nothing happens. You end up standing in the intersection for a week, for a month, for a year, for a decade, and sometimes even a lifetime. We'll say sometimes when I know what I have to accomplish, I know what I have to do, and I know where I have to get to, I have to just take a step. And even though I'll say, come on, it's one step, I have 1,000 kilometers, I have such a long journey ahead of me, every journey begins with a step, right? Every journey. And even though that step by itself may be unrecognizable in the grand scheme of the journey, at least I've started the journey. A small step is light years ahead of just standing at the crossroads waiting for something to happen. He goes on. So what is the first step? Okay, so let's speak about this just a moment. Now, it's interesting, because I think if you would have asked, like if you would have, somebody would have asked this question, what's the first step in the journey? What would you say? Right. So the truth is, I would say, like, it depends. You can't give one answer to that. You have your journey. I have my journey. I have to figure out what my first step is. You have to figure out what your first step is. But interesting enough, the Mechaber doesn't say that. He says, "Hatsad harishon b'derech l'tikun u'l'tshuva." So the first step in the journey, in reality, is likboa lo lefachos shah, to go ahead and to designate for oneself an hour. An hour, he says, by the way, he says, Shah, Shishin Dakos, right? 60 minutes. Right? Thank you. Right? Because I was saying, you know, sometimes in halachic or hashkafic literature, so Shah could also mean what?
A moment.
So it's interesting. So the Chaper says, no, this needs an hour. This mam is 60 minutes. L'chashbo nefesh u'letvila. Person has to devote 60 minutes a day to cheshbon nefesh and davening. Boss, I want to point out something to you. So don't get scared off by this. The truth is, we already have this built in, right? If you're davening shachris, you're davening mincha mariv with a minion, so that's it, right? So that's, I'm saying, so that time is already there. So essentially, again, we could be focusing on capitalizing an investment of time which I am already making. So what do I have to do with that hour? Cheshbon nefesh, contemplation, ula tefila. Adam shirotze lehishtanos. If a person really wants to change, chayiv liyached l'shem kach sha'a b'chol yom. He has to designate for himself. Now, in all fairness, I believe that the Mechaber is referring to an additional hour above and beyond the time for davening, but okay, that might be a bit, I know personally, it's a bit ambitious. But okay, let's go with it. He says, Shebizmanazeh, what do you do with your hour? Shebizmanazeh, hu shofet es atzmo betikun hamishpat, al kol ma'asa va'al ritzonosav. During that time, a person judges themselves, a person assesses, a person evaluates my actions, my desires, my wants, my wills, where am I going in life? And a person should daven regarding every detail in his life which requires some type of remedy. And I will say, during that hour, what am I doing? During that hour, I'm evaluating. During that hour, I'm assessing. During that hour, I'm introspecting. During that hour, I'm evaluating. What do I want that? I want to say, it's an incredible yisod sometimes to ask ourselves that question. We all want things out of life. Every once in a while, it's good to take a step back and to ask, are the things that I want out of life the things that I should want out of life? Do I want the right things? And I will see, be surprised, sometimes a person wants something for so many years, they never ask themselves, the simple question is this something I should want? Or perhaps, again, this is not a proper aspiration. That's a question we have to ask ourselves each and every day. Umispalal al koprat hatzarech tikun. Ultimately, again, a person has to daven for divine assistance to help fix the things which need to be fixed. V'chein model amashahu kvar zachalo. And of course, I will say, a big part of any introspective process is to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which I already have.
Because again, remember, sometimes we're so focused on what we lack that we forget to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have. And I should daven in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to give me chizuk, continue to hold on to me. Uchedome. Also, I just want to point out, what he's describing over here is not such a chiddush, meaning this is built in to the actual tefillah process itself. You know, Rav Shamshon Nofel Hirsch has an amazing insight. He says that if you look, he said, we look at the word lehit palel, right? Lehit palel, to daven, right? We translate it as to daven, to pray. But the truth is, Rav Hirsch makes an amazing observation. He says, what's the shoresh of the word tefillah? See, he posits that it's the shoresh of pei lamed lamed, palal. Palal, which ultimately, what does the word palal mean? So he says the first time we find that shoresh in Tanakh is by Naftali. Naftulei Elokim Niftalti. That Rivka Imenu says, Rachel Imenu says, that ultimately you have judged me. You have judged me. You have judged me and you have found me to be worthy. So we'll say ultimately, again, you see the word palal means judge. Lehit palal. Because we're all bekiyim in diktuk, I'm sure, especially those of us who have yeshiva education. Right, so again, so lehit palel is the reflexive form of that verb, which means what? So lehit palel means what? To engage in the process of self-judgment. That's, sure, Hirsch says, that's tefillah. See, everyone thinks that the ikur of tefillah is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my stuff. Everything people think the ikra of tefillah ultimately again is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are all functions of prayer. To give thanks, to praise, to request. Those are all functions of tefillah. But at the end of the day, the ikra of tefillah, the hispalel, is to engage in the process of self-judgment. That's what it's all about. And the Mechaber is coming, that's the hour. That's the hour. The hour, if I want to move forward to Yerushalayim and stop being stuck at the crossroads of life, then by definition, I need to devote significant time to introspection, self-evaluation. What are my goals? What are my aspirations? What do I want to change? What do I want to bolster? What do I want to accomplish? What are the things that I want? Should I want them? Shouldn't I want them? Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the things that you've given me. Please keep giving them to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here are the things that I lack. Please give those things to me. And that's the process we have to undergo each and every day. Adam Sherota Lachzer B'tshuva L'takin Esmasov. Person who wants to do true tshuva and fix his deeds. And he doesn't set aside time for self-evaluation, judgment, and prayer. Ultimately, again, he is like a person who wants to get to a particular place, but ultimately, again, doesn't know which direction to go in. So it's a very profound yisod. And that's why the power of this mashal, that if I don't devote the time, ultimately, again, to what he calls the tefillah, the introspective tefillah process, then what? I could spend my life at the intersection knowing where I want to go, but having absolutely no idea how to get there. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Shin Chav Vav and Meretz Hashem tomorrow.